Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome into Fantasy Sports Today. It is Friday, May 13, 2022. It's time for a little fantasy sports talk here on the show. I'm Craig Mish. Along with Davis Maddock, great to be with you for this one-hour program, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern. Coming up, Gray Albright is going to join us from Razzball. And hey, Jim Sanis back in the house from FanDuel at NumberFire. Looking forward to talking some NASCAR with him. But Davis, when we last left everyone last night, there was one series that was very much in doubt. It still seems to be in the NBA between Dallas and Phoenix with basically essentially what we thought could happen last night, game of a life. Well, not maybe not game of a lifetime for Luka, but a great game for Luka last night. And then, as you accurately called, the Philadelphia 76ers swirling into the end of the season. And essentially that is the drain that they find themselves in going into this offseason. But good morning. How are you?
Well, you know, I am better than Joel Embiid and James Harden this morning. And Tobias Harris, who caught some strays, Jimmy Butler leaving the arena. You guys chose Tobias Harris over me. James Harden, 0 points in the second half for the 76ers. Craig, look, cards on the table. I got the Warriors-Grizzlies game wrong the other night. I thought the Warriors would get it done, the more experience, and they get ran over. But I think you and I both called this one yesterday. They just didn't have any fight left. It all fell on Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey, who, by the way, has made himself quite a bit of money this season and this postseason. I mean, he was better than James Harden, right? In this series, he was better than James Harden. And I posed this question on Twitter yesterday, but what do we think the odds are that Ben Simmons and James Harden are both on different teams next year, which means that Ben Simmons never suits up in a Brooklyn Nets jersey? I think that's got to be pretty close to even money.
Yeah, and we'll touch on that a little bit later in fantasy reality, but I definitely think it's a fair question to have at this point. And we all want our superstars to be honest and forthcoming. I don't know that I've ever seen anyone in the NBA, maybe Charles Barkley, but I don't know that I've seen any active player talk the way that Joel Embiid does before games, end of games. This guy is just a breath of fresh air, just basically calling it how it is. I hope he never changes. All right, here are our headlines on the show on this Friday. Luka Doncic has 33 points last night. The Mavericks, by the way, looked great. They force a Game 7. Who knows? Maybe they will win Game 7 in Phoenix. I would not rule that out. Miami Heat back in the second Eastern Conference Finals in 3 years. They dismantled Philadelphia at home. The game was not particularly close, as Davis mentioned. They just sort of fell down the stretch. Giancarlo Stanton with 2 home runs last night. The Yankees still hot as they beat the White Sox yesterday. White Sox, of course, are struggling with all kinds of injuries. And the Blues, St. Louis Blues, advanced to the second round in the Stanley Cup playoffs as they edged the Minnesota Wild last night. But, you know, certainly going back to the NBA conversation, and I suppose we could, talk a little bit more about this, Davis, is that as somebody that hosts shows like you do, podcasts, radio shows, TV shows, it's very rare when you get these sort of quotes from athletes. But Davis, with Joel Embiid after the game last night, basically saying that Harden is not the same player that he was. I mean, I don't want to, mix the quotes up here, but that was sort of stunning. And then Embiid to say about Jimmy Butler, I can't believe we let that guy go. Very good stuff and surprising.
You are not going to find me being one of these people that is mad at Joel Embiid this morning, because this is what we want, right? You know, like, and people are making the comparison, like, oh, you know, Jokic hasn't complained this whole year. I don't know. Wouldn't it be kind of refreshing if Jokic was like, you know, it sucks that Michael Porter Jr. is hurt. It sucks that Jamal Murray is hurt. Like, that would be, because obviously it does for Jokic. Like, that sucks. So I think it's fine for him. And by the way, you know, Embiid did kind of run Ben Simmons out of town too. He's basically like, I don't want to play with this guy. I think this guy's a loser. I don't think this guy has what it takes. And, you know, it's kind of funny that the media sort of reaction to this is, oh, you know, Embiid, bad teammate, you know, criticizing the guys that he goes to war with. Well, it's like, what did we love about Michael Jordan? Like, didn't we love when Michael Jordan would do this stuff with his teammates, say his teammates were no good? Didn't we love when Kobe would do this, right? You, Kobe would just, like, bully the crap out of his teammates. He'd be like, Smush Parker, like, you don't even deserve to be on the same court with me. Larry Bird would do this, you know, just trash talk his own guys. So it's like, it's kind of refreshing. I don't mind. I've always kind of liked Joel Embiid. You know, he played his college basketball in Kansas. I got to see him play when he was at the University of Kansas. So I've always kind of liked him. I would not have minded had he won NBA MVP. And by the way, what do we all love to do? We all love to laugh at James Harden. We all love to laugh at James Harden. So I have no problem with his comments that Harden is not the same guy, because pretty clearly he isn't.
No, and just a really sort of stunning ending to this season for him, forcing his way out of Brooklyn and forcing himself into a situation where his team didn't go very far in the NBA playoffs. Let's get real. Also, Doc Rivers, his future a little uncertain, it seems like, in Philadelphia too, which is unfortunate. But more on the NBA coming up a little bit later in the show. Coming up next is time for our weekly fantasy baseball chat with Gray Albright of Razzball. We're going to go over some top performers in fantasy baseball, see if some of these numbers are sustainable. And then our buddy Jim Sannis is going to join us on the show.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Show. From FanDuel and NumberFire, it's been a while since we checked in with Jim, so we will talk some NASCAR as well. Also, don't forget, Fantasy Reality, Sports Grid 60, we got you completely covered for any fantasy comings and goings, as we always do each and every day here on FST. We're on every day, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern. If this is your first time watching, thanks for coming aboard. Hopefully, you will stay with us throughout the show. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with Gray Albright from Razzball, talking about several fantasy baseball performances in this early part of the season, so don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Time to talk a little season-long fantasy baseball, our once-a-week chat with Gray Albright from Razzball, joining us here on the show. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter, at Razzball, and all of the work over at Razzball.com. Great to be with you here on this Friday, as usual, as the fantasy baseball season 1 month in, and certainly some interesting conversations that we're going to have about some players, no doubt.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Good to see you.
All right, let's get started, Gray, and let's get started with a pitcher in Major League Baseball that's off to a really nice start. That is Michael Kopech of the Chicago White Sox. And as we take a look at his numbers at the start of the season, you're not going to get much better than this, Gray. Now, I know a lot of pitchers are off to really good starts, so we probably should put an asterisk by everyone. I don't know if it's the ball composition or the humidors or whatever the case may be. But Kopech's numbers, look at this, 0.93 earned run average, 30 strikeouts, a whip under one. White Sox, Gray, have a lot of injuries. And so that's kind of been their story at the beginning of the season. Again, losing Eloy Jimenez for a long period of time. They just got Yoan Moncada back. And so the wins are almost impossible to come by for Kopech, but the other numbers are there. What do you make of his start?
Yeah, man, he looked, you know, Michael Kopech to me is like, maybe 3 months behind where Dylan Cease is. You know, Dylan Cease just yesterday, Thursday, he got hit a bit by the Yankees. So, you know, but that aside, he was really off to a fantastic start, which I think everyone was assuming was going to happen. And Kopech looks like pretty much the same, just maybe like maybe a couple months earlier on his development, but still like excellent. I mean, right now he's throwing his fastball 66% of the time, and it's generating a 138 batting average against. I mean, if you're throwing any pitch almost 70% of the time, and hitters still can't get anywhere near it, that it's at a 138 batting average against. I mean, you essentially you can do anything you want as a pitcher.
And he has been thus far. Look, the White Sox pitching, yeah, obviously with Giolito and Kopech and Dylan Cease, phenomenal. But in fantasy baseball, we're also searching for those wins, and that's the hard part of this. Liam Hendricks has not been his best as well, but Kopech's other numbers are great. Really good point about Cease, too. Cease, it took him a little time to get going. Maybe Kopech has found his stride. We'll see also how many innings he throws this year, too. I don't think that he's a guy that's going 200 innings this year, that's for sure.
Yeah, all right, no, not at all. I think, you know, I think that's a good point that, like, with the innings, you probably are going to expect, like, I would expect him to be ramping down, like, around 110, 120 innings total. So, yeah, you're probably not going to get a full season, but he is going to be great, I think, for what we see.
Yeah, some of these teams, what they do is they have like that mystery IL stint where the guy misses like a month, but really all he's doing is just throwing on, you know, at the minor league sites or just in the bullpen. They want Kopech to be ready for the postseason too. So it's an interesting dynamic. We'll see how they handle it. The other guys I would not worry about. I think those guys all throw 150, 200. All right, now, listen, a lot of people, Gray, figured at some point Manny Machado would win an MVP award either with Baltimore or now with San Diego. The Padres are off to a really good start, and it's very rare where you could say, like, take this guy off the team and what would they be? I'm going to say it with Manny Machado. Like, their offense outside of him and Hosmer, I mean, it's been non-existent. Gray, I don't even know how the White Sox are doing so well this year. But here's the reason, I guess. Look at these numbers. 383, 7 home runs, 22 runs driven in. And, Gray, we're dialing it back to, like, 2018-19 because Manny Machado's stealing bases again. He has 6 stolen bases. I mean, dare I say, what? I mean, he's probably the fantasy baseball MVP a month into the season, probably close to it, if not. And I suppose at this point, it's fair to say he's been probably the best pick that anybody has made in their fantasy draft thus far or auction.
Yeah, no, completely. It's funny, actually, I was just looking at him earlier today and on our fantasy baseball player rater on ball. Manny Machado is number one for all of fantasy baseball. So he is the MVP thus far through fantasy baseball. Number two is Aaron Judge, and three is Jose Ramirez. Anyway, Machado, you know, I feel like with Machado, the talent has always been there, and it's been there for a while, and he's always sort of been underrated when it comes to fantasy baseball. He's a guy who has a ton of power, and he has good speed. And surprising to some people, he makes incredibly good contact, so he's not going to have a terrible average. Like, he is good. He is a 5-category guy that was going at, like, I think around 35 overall in drafts, and he's playing, you know, third base is a weak position this year. Machado was wildly underrated going into drafts, and he's really proving how valuable he can be. I don't know if he keeps it up quite this good as in like a number one overall guy, but he can, I think he can be a top 15 overall guy, which is really valuable. I mean, we're probably thinking like 32 to 35 homers, 12 to 16 steals, a 280 average. That's really good.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't think anybody would have projected the steals. I mean, that's just something that went away at the end of his time in Baltimore. Really haven't seen it since. Mm-hmm. All right. So the final player that we're going to talk about, Gray, here is sort of like, do you buy, do you sell? I mean, the Guardians of Cleveland are off to a pretty surprising start, and maybe we shouldn't be surprised because they, you know, organization is very well run. They just keep losing guys and they keep plugging guys in. But many years ago, Gray, the Miami Marlins, they may have been Florida at that time. I don't even know. I got to look back. They drafted Josh Naylor in the first round. It was wildly basically expected that this guy was going to be a bust. They moved him to San Diego, couldn't play any defense. Now, all of a sudden, we knew this kid could hit. And, I mean, my gosh, I mean, look at these numbers. 347, 5 home runs, 22 runs driven in, 10 runs. I mean, we played this game with Stephen Kwan a few weeks ago. Naturally, he's come back to earth a little bit. But Josh Naylor in a DH/platooning type role, I mean, what's the make of this start for him? Is he just a straight masher and is just going to continue doing this?
Yeah, it was kind of funny. So I was looking at Josh Naylor recently, and I had forgotten that he was a Marlins prospect at one point. So I was reading an article actually on Razzball about him being a Marlins prospect. And our writer was saying that he could potentially become like a Prince Fielder type. And I was like, mm-hmm. What? And I was like, well, you know, that writer is no longer with us. not because of that. But I mean, I don't know if he's has quite that much power, but he does have some power. Like, I would say he's maybe like, I would, you know, I've compared him recently to like a Ty France type. So you're thinking like 25 homers, probably a surprisingly decent average, maybe 275, 280, no speed whatsoever. So you're looking at a guy who is likely a solid number three fantasy outfielder, you know, maybe number two if he can get a little bit more power. But, you know, not a guy that I'm necessarily buying. It depends on really the situation and what you need for your fantasy team. I like him though. I think he's, you know, in people's minds, he's probably, the perception of him is probably a little bit lower than the reality. I don't think he's that bad. He is actually decent, just maybe not like the upside you might want.
Right. Well, Gray, I mean, throwing your old writer under the bus is exactly what we were looking for. Here on the show. That was the best part of the conversation. Yeah, I mean, Prince Fielder comp, you know, I think that he was comp to Mo Vaughn, if I'm not mistaken, when he first came out too. So who knows? Yeah. I mean, maybe that's, yeah, maybe not. I don't know. All right, great. Thanks for coming on the show. Really appreciate
it. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs. Plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like... Wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
All right, thank you.
All right, Gray Albright from Razzball joining us. Coming up next, Jim Sanis is going to join us, and it's been a bit, so we got to catch up on everything happening with Jim from NumberFire and FanDuel, including the upcoming NASCAR race this weekend. So stay on the grid with us. We got plenty more fantasy sports today coming up right here on this Friday afternoon. Don't go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Well, throughout the NFL season, we're always joined by Jim Sanis of FanDuel and NumberFire. But look, Jim is just way too busy for us, getting married and going on a honeymoon. And so we've missed Jim for about a month. And when we last talked to him, we were breaking down some NASCAR, but he basically went on a honeymoon and decided, you know what, I'm taking this phone and I'm throwing it in the ocean for a couple of weeks. And then he came out, and now he's back with us here on Fantasy Sports Today. And so great to see you, Jim. Congratulations, of course, on everything. And as always, thank you for coming on. How are you?
Yeah, would recommend the throwing the phone in the ocean thing. Great. It was fantastic. So, like, if that's my, like, one takeaway from being, like, out for a bit, just, like, delete Twitter. Like, it was great, honestly. Like, I come back, and I'm, like, immediately back on Twitter, like, checking everything every 5 seconds. So, would recommend, Craig, if you need some guidance, I would say, based on that.
Yeah, I think I saw a column, if I'm not mistaken, from Shams from Stadium, and he said in a column that he is on social media 20 hours a day on a good day. Jim, on a good day, he's
on. Isn't that a good day?
I mean, sometimes it's 22. Like, I mean, I can't even fathom that. And here I am with my screen time being embarrassed. Okay. Right. Anyway, let's get to the race this weekend. Let's start over on FanDuel with some DFS pricing. Now, this is the Advent Health DFS, Advent Health 400 over on FanDuel. So educate us a little bit about this race coming up this weekend, and then we'll go through some pricing.
Yeah, it's a bit odd because typically the mile and a half tracks have been like the staples of the NASCAR Cup Series schedule. But for this year, this is just the second race they've had at a mile and a half. And the Vegas race, which was all the way back in March, was interesting. I think that what we learned there, Craig, was that you can make a lot of passes. You can make passes pretty easily in this next-gen car. So to me, I'm entering this week with the mindset of, I want to get lap leaders on my team, but I don't need them to start towards the front. They can start 18th and lead a lot of laps like Ross Chastain did at Vegas. They can start 37th like Kyle Busch did and almost win the race. I think that to me, it just allows me to pick the fastest drivers, which may seem like very basic for some NASCAR DFS, but I think for this week, it's less strategy focused and more based on finding the fast drivers no matter where they may be starting.
All right, so let's take a look at the pricing here and then see if we can get some options here on how to build our lineups. We'll start off with the highest price option on the board. Of course, that is always Kyle Larson. He is priced at $14,000. We got Kyle Busch. He is $13,500. Denny Hamlin is $13,000. Chase Elliott at $12,500. Martin Truex Jr. at $12,000. And then William Byron at $11,500. All right, so Jim, give me your thoughts on how we build the lineup this week.
Yeah, so I think they'll look at the top end. I'm really gravitating towards the mid-range. The mid-range to me this week is very, very attractive. You got Truex there at $12,000. Mentioned before that Kyle Busch could have won in Las Vegas. He was battling with Truex to get that win. Truex didn't start towards the front in that race, but worked his way forward. He also wasn't that fast in practice, which is important to keep in mind. Older drivers don't have as high of a correlation between how fast they are in practice and how fast they run during the race. So Truex isn't that fast in Saturday's practice and may not matter all that much. He's $12,000. Byron is $11,500. Byron ran really well here last year in the fall race, led about 50 laps in that race, had a third place average running position, and honestly was fast in Vegas too. So I think, Craig, for me, I like the top end guys. They're very, very good. But my like focal point for building for this week, I want to be in that mid-range, that second tier a lot. It's Truex, it's Byron, Ryan Blaney's there, Ross Chastain in there. All those guys could very easily win this race. They've been awesome so far this year. Byron's led more laps than anyone. Blaney is second in that category. Chastain has already won twice. I think that mid-range for this week is loaded, and I want to be there as often as I possibly can be because it just gives me access to a lot of guys at the upside to win this race.
All right, so there you have it, our DFS preview this weekend in NASCAR. Make sure that you check out NumberFire and all of Jim's projections and simulations over at NumberFire and also on FanDuel. All right, Jim, so you mentioned the NFL. The NFL schedule came out yesterday, and of course, there's a lot of buzz about all of the games, the scheduling, the games being on Amazon this year. I feel like it's like we hit that peak yesterday as far as like the interest is concerned, then it dies down for a little bit, and then it picks back up in July. But let's take a look at the opening week, some of the games that are out there already, and then I want your opinions on some, potentially DFS options as what they may look like a few months from now. So opening night, we have Bills at Rams. I think that was pretty much speculated. The Super Bowl team always plays on Thursday night. Chiefs at Cardinals, of course, having Mahomes and the Cardinals, assuming everything's okay with Kyler Murray. Raiders, Chargers, certainly that'll be a great matchup. Devontae Adams now on the Raiders. Packing Vikings, good divisional. If you didn't predict the Cowboys playing on a night game the first week of the season, I don't know what you're doing, but it happens every single year. Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night, you pick it. Buccaneers at Cowboys, Sunday night football. And then I don't know, had to slip by me that they were going to put Russell Wilson going home to Seattle like on game one of the season. I actually think this is a mistake, to be honest with you, Jim. I thought they should have waited like a few weeks for him to get his feet under him a little bit. But wait a second, like week one, he's playing back in his home stadium again? I don't know. I feel like that's like a week six game, but here we are in week one.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun, Craig. And I think that game is actually pretty interesting in terms of like, if you're mapping out when you want to bet your futures, I think week one is actually a good indicator of how you want to do things. Because let's say you're sitting at home, you love Russell Wilson, you love the Broncos for this year. You're probably going to want to bet them now before the season because they've got that opening game with Seattle. They got a couple other soft games early on before the schedule gets really, really dark towards the end of the year. Their six toughest games, or five of their six toughest games, are their final six across the year. So their schedule is going to be good, which means that early on, Russell Wilson's probably going to play very well. So you're not going to get a better price on them in the futures market than what you're going to get right now. Same line of thinking applies to the Los Angeles Chargers. You mentioned their game with the Las Vegas Raiders. They also have a very hot start to the year. Their six easiest games of the year, based on my win percentages, based on my stuff, all occur within their first eight games. So the Chargers, their six easiest games occur within their first eight, which means, again, similar to the Broncos, if you want to get a good futures price on them, I would do so right now. The Chargers plus 240 to win the AFC West, I kind of like that. They're also 16-1 to win the Super Bowl. Maybe I'm getting out over my skis with them, but my numbers love the Chargers. They rank sixth in my power rankings right now, pretty in line with the Chiefs, and the Chiefs got a pretty tough schedule for this year. So I think that for me, more so than just the week one lines, and there are some week one lines we can discuss that I do like, I think the bigger takeaway for me, Craig, is that there are some teams that will start here pretty hot. That is the Chargers. That is the Broncos. Other teams that have some pretty tough schedules. You mentioned the Buccaneers against the Cowboys. That's a tough game. They've got Green Bay. They've got the Chiefs in their first 4 weeks. So to me, I think the biggest thing I took away from last night is if I'm betting the Broncos and Chargers, do it now. If I'm betting the Buccaneers, I'm going to hold off until week five, once I get past those tougher games, because you might be able to get a better price on them down the road.
So what lines do you like in week one? I am curious about this. And to be honest with you, I am curious about this Broncos-Seahawks line. I may want to take some points with Seattle in week one. I mean, I love Denver at home early on in the season, but I don't know. Like laying a Monday night favor. I mean, they're going to be favored. I have not looked at it, so let me take a guess. I will say Denver is -3.5 at Seattle Monday night.
It is -4.5. My numbers have it at 5. So your inclination towards thinking that maybe you want to go Denver would be correct. My numbers do agree with that. I got them as a 5-point favorite here. So there is some value, but I think some bigger value spots. The big one to me is the Saints. They're 4-point favorites against the Falcons. The Falcons, I think, are 31st or 32nd in my power rankings right now. They don't expect them to be a very good team. Whereas the Saints, they get Jameis Winston back. They get Michael Thomas back. Chris Olave is there. So you get Jameis and who played pretty well last year, and now give him a better supporting cast, minus Teron Armstead. That could be a downgrade for sure, but they're 4-point favorites. I've got this as a 6-point game in favor of the Saints, so I do like that number for the Saints in week one. Other ones I like are both underdogs and pretty gross teams, to be fully honest. I like the Giants +6.5 and the Texans +7.5. The Giants, yeah, it's Danny Dimes. I don't know what to feel about him, but it is a new coaching staff. It is a new regime there. That could be a good thing. They're facing the Titans, who are a team very much in transition. There's no A.J. Brown. Robert Woods coming off a torn ACL, joining a new team. You got Treylon Burks in his first game there in week number one. That's a tough spot to put the Titans in as 6.5-point favorites. So I do like the Giants there, despite the fact I'm not a big believer in Danny Dimes. I just think that number is too big. As far as the Texans go, 7.5-point dogs against the Colts. It's Matt Ryan's first game with the Colts. Don't care too much about it being his first game, but Davis Mills was actually okay last year. Gets Brandon Cooks back. Laremy Tunsil is back as well. I just think it's kind of a big number. I've got that one at 5.5 points. So 2 points of value there gets you across the key number of 7. So it doesn't feel fun, Craig, in May to bet on the Giants and bet on the Texans, but I kind of think there's value there, and I wouldn't mind locking it in right now. You are locking a bankroll for a pretty long time. You should consider that. But I think if you want to have more fun, bet the Saints. If you want to lock in value, despite the fact it feels bad, I'd go Giants and Texans.
Yeah, I listen, I love those last two picks that you just gave out. I'm a huge, like, disgusting first week player of some of these teams you have no interest in that. And by the way, I think Tennessee is going to be wildly overrated going into the season. Houston won their first game. I don't think they won another game after the first game last year, but they won the first game of the season, right, against Jacksonville or something like that.
Yeah, they came out playing hard.
Yeah, they were playing hard all last year, I thought, for that Cully, the coach that they had there. Mm-hmm. And Listen, the first week of the season is no indication of the 4-month season or 5-month season is the NFL. So why not load up on the dogs in the first week? That's always my estimation. All right, Jim. Well, listen, it's great to have you back here on the show. Looking forward to catching up with you again now throughout the rest of the season, the NASCAR season. Maybe we'll play a little golf or some other things too. So thanks again for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. Congrats on the honeymoon and everything else. And we'll catch up next week.
Thank you very much, Craig. It was good to talk to you again. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt. Jim Sannis giving us week one NFL lines. Officially in my history doing sports talk radio, we're going.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going back a long time here, folks. I'm very old at doing this. This is the first time I have ever talked about week one spreads in the NFL on May 13th. I can 100% assure you of that here on the show. All right, Fantasy Realities next. We'll bring Davis back in the fold, so stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. We're going to get into a little fantasy or reality. But Davis, real quick, I want a quick opinion here before we do fantasy or reality. Also, a reminder, before we do even do that, I got ahead of myself. Follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV for the latest news, notes, information, picks against the spread. If you have a question for fantasy or reality, tag us there at SportsGrid, at SportsGrid TV. Okay, now let me get to this, Davis. I feel like tonight's game between Milwaukee and Boston is maybe the most uncertain I've been of any game going into the playoffs. I just simply don't know. I think Milwaukee could win. They could win by 20. Boston could put the clamps down on defense, and this thing could go 7. Which way do you got this game tonight? Any strong opinion on this?
No, I don't think you can have a strong opinion for this game, because it's just been so close. Like, every game has gone down to the wire. Game 5, 110, 107. Game 4, 116, 108. Game 3, like, literally went down to the absolute last possession, 101, 103. I guess the first two games were blowouts one way or the other, but it feels like both teams kind of have an answer for what the other right. team is doing. And also, Boston is going to get Robert Williams back tonight, so they're not going to have to play Grant Williams and Al Horford as their, you know, two primary bigs. It's just, it's really fascinating. I do sort of feel, though, in general in the NBA, the team with the best player wins the series, right? Just, that's just kind of how it ends up working. And Giannis is, if not the best player in the world, the second best player in the world, probably. So I think we go 7 games, and I think probably Milwaukee gets it done in the end.
All right, Milwaukee it is. Here's some fantasy or reality. All right, Davis, let's start off with the Philadelphia 76ers. They are having their exit interviews with the media coming up in about 30 minutes from now, so we'll get a little bit more clarity on this. Or maybe we won't. I don't know. You never know how interviews could go. But naturally, last night, I would say the final, 20 or 30 minutes of James Harden's game against the Miami Heat was probably as close to the low point as he's going to have on the court in the NBA. So there's only one way to go, you would think, from here, and that is up. But will Philadelphia be willing to take a chance on that? Joel Embiid did not have the best words for James Harden in the second half of that game. Of course, he was traded. He wanted to be traded, got to Philadelphia, did not produce in a way that he thought he would. Fantasy reality, Davis, and I don't even know how this happens. I'd love an explanation. James Harden has played his last game with the Philadelphia 76ers. Only was there 2 months. Fantasy reality.
You know what? I'm going to take a stand, and I am going to say it's a reality. James Harden, and you know, it probably would be very painful for Daryl Morey to do this. You know, Daryl Morey loves James Harden, wanted James Harden on the team. You know, pretty much from the time he got hired, he didn't really make it a secret that he wanted to bring James Harden into Philadelphia, of course, and he was the guy who, you know, originally acquired James Harden when he was just a bench player for Oklahoma City. But it just seems like Joel Embiid and James Harden don't like each other all that much, and Joel Embiid is the most important player on the team, MVP candidate, defensive player of the year candidate. The guy he's absolutely phenomenal, and they also are kind of lucky as a team that they ran into Tyrese Maxey, you know, being a capable point guard. I mean, I think he was maybe like the 25th pick or something like that, Tyrese Maxey was. So very unlike, you know, very rare to get a guy who might make an all-star game at some point in his career at that point in the draft. The issue would be they'd have to get multiple first-round picks back if they did trade him, because they just gave up a boatload of picks to the Brooklyn Nets in order to acquire James Harden. And so if you trade James Harden and you don't get anything back for him, you know, kind of similar to what happened with Chris Paul. Remember, Chris Paul was a salary dump trade for Russell Westbrook when he was traded from the Houston Rockets, and that really put them in a terrible position. So I kind of feel bad for Daryl Morey and the 76ers. Clearly, they didn't think that this was the guy they were acquiring, but it seems right now that the situation is untenable.
Yeah, this is tough. I'm gonna go the other way here. I'm gonna say fantasy. I'm gonna play the glass half full with James Harden. I'm gonna say, I'll probably be totally wrong. And by the way, if this happened, Davison, you're right. That's 4 teams in 2 years. That's a lot. I'm going to say that James Harden has his best offseason ever, works very hard, gets in better shape, realizes he's coming to the end of the line, he's got to play better, and rededicates himself and comes back to Philadelphia, plays much better next year. I know that sounds far-fetched. Didn't really happen in Houston. Didn't really happen in Brooklyn. But I'm going to say that he realizes it at this point, because that's as poor as he's played. I know that everyone's watching that clip last night of him just essentially, what, taking the ball and dribbling for like 15 seconds, and then the ball gets stolen from him and they go the other way. That's a rough look for him. I'm going to go against you here. I'm going to say fantasy. I'm saying he's back with the 76ers next season and a much more dedicated James Harden. A guess for me, but I'm going to say fantasy. All right, the Carolina Panthers are obviously looking for any starting quarterback that they can get right now. I understand, Davis, they drafted one. Of course, they have Sam Darnold. And look, Cam Newton, always out there as a possibility. Let's just call it how it is. It did not end well for Cam Newton in New England. Seemingly did not end all that well for Cam Newton in Carolina. But let's just throw it out there, see if it sticks, Davis. Fantasy or reality, Cam Newton will be the Panthers' starting quarterback in week one.
I got fantasy here. Now, apparently the team has remained in contact with Cam Newton, which, I guess is sort of interesting, sort of worth mentioning. The thing is Cam, as a passer, just does not have the juice anymore. He still is, probably the single best goal line rusher in the history of the sport. I don't know if we will ever see another guy. I mean, probably like 10, 15 years from now, there will be another guy who is like Cam Newton and can move like he does. But Cam is still a great rusher. So if it's kind of one of those things where like Cam Newton would make more sense as signing on to a team that was really good, that just wanted to have like some packages, like, you know, if he signed with, just totally making something up, the Buccaneers, right? And instead of, you know, throwing Brady in there at the goal line, the Dolphins did this last year with Brissett and Tua. Brissett would come in these short yardage situations and get the 3 yards or whatever that they needed. Now, Cam probably would not want to do that, but it would be a role he would excel at. I think what's going to happen is we are going to get Sam Darnold for, I'll call it 4 games, and he's going to play bad, throw some picks, he's just going to do what Sam Darnold does. And then they're just going to say, we drafted Matt Corral. Let's see what he has. Let's throw him out there. If Matt Corral is good, great. That changes our whole franchise around. If Matt Corral is bad, we spent a 3rd-round pick on him. That's nothing in the grand scheme of things. We can be bad and have a chance to get Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, any of these young guys that are coming in the 2023 draft. So I'm calling fantasy on this one.
Yeah, I'm saying fantasy too. By the way, as far as quarterback goal line rusher, yes. All time, Marcus Allen. Best goal line rusher, in my opinion, of all time. It goes back a while, but this dude from the 1 yard line, Davis, was just jumping in the end zone and was unstoppable for about 5 years. I got fantasy too. Yeah, I think it's, by the way, Cam Newton would be great on TV. I don't know when that's going to happen, if it's going to happen or how, but with all the money they're throwing Tom Brady, I think Cam's going to do a fantastic job doing media whenever he decides to do it. But you're probably right, back up for one more season. You're probably right, Buccaneers-esque type team where he goes to a good team. And by the way, if Cam Newton wanted to be a backup, Davis, he could do this for 10 more years. I just don't know what his interests are. But we've seen quarterbacks at his level play just forever as backups, and he certainly could. So I am going to say fantasy. He will not be the Panthers quarterback starting week one. I agree with that. All right, well, this is some interesting news. As Apple has decided to discontinue something that really made them famous in the first place. Really, essentially, before the iPhone was, Davis, the iPod. And that was the first way to sort of get all your music onto a device and then listen to it. And boy, this goes back, it feels like almost 20 years. But the original iPod is no longer. And Davis, fantasy reality, you owned one of these. You owned an original iPod.
Yeah, this is a fantasy. My dad, trivia question here. My dad loves crappy, cheap electronics. Like, he would rather buy, and you'll remember this, Craig. Remember when MP3 players first came out and they were like basically like little thumb drives? So my dad would buy these crappy you know, barely work. They'd last like 3 months and then they'd crap out MP3 players and he'd just give them to us. You know, he'd buy like five at a time and he'd be like, you want an iPod? How about you have this, you know, MP3 player I bought from Walmart. You can have this instead. And I guarantee he had to have spent more on these, you know, very basic, very beginner MP3 players than he ever would if he would have just bought all of us iPods to begin with. But he loved them. So I never had an iPod. Not only did I not have the original one, but I never had one. I didn't have the Shuffle. I didn't have any of them. I just had and then I got my first iPhone when I was 18. I believe it was the iPhone 4 was the first one that I got. And then after you don't need one after that. Once you have the iPhone, you don't need the iPod. So this is right. A fantasy for me, never an iPod guy.
Yeah, fantasy for me for the first. I did have like the second generation. I also used to have the iPod Nano, I believe it was called. I think it was the one that you attached to your arm. I would run with it. I remember using that as well. But when Apple first came out, Davis, I was one of those foolish people that still believed in BlackBerry. I was that person. I really liked the BlackBerry. I loved the keyboard. And so I was like anti-Apple until the iPad came out. And then when that came out, I was like, okay, let me get this. And I love the iPad so much. And everyone used to say, wait a second, so you have a BlackBerry, but you have an iPad? Like, you do realize that the phone is like the iPad, except for you can make calls. I was like, no, I love my keyboard on the BlackBerry. I am not getting the Apple. And then eventually I did, you know, like everybody else. But Davis, I will say I really loved my BlackBerry. I loved that keyboard. It was so easy to type. I don't know if you ever had one of those, but I missed that.
So I never had a BlackBerry, but my first cell phone was, so I had the Motorola Razr that had the mm-hmm. the other keyboard, but
right.
the last, I do remember the last phone that I had before I got an iPhone was one of the slider phones where you slid it out and mm-hmm. the screen would flip around and you type on the keyboard. And I do remember liking the physical keyboard. And I remember thinking like, oh, you know, I'm going to get an iPhone and I'm not going to know how to type on it. The screen's going to be weird. Like, I'm not going to like
right.
the screen only experience, which obviously went away like immediately, like, you know, pretty quick. It just went back to being normal. And then same thing happened with, remember when Apple removed the home button? No home, mm-hmm. so just no buttons. It's just the screen. I remember at the same time being like, this is really odd for there to be no home button.
Yeah, I had to convince my wife to upgrade. Like, she's like, I have to have the home button. I'm like, no, you do not. It's gone. You don't have to have it. And then finally, within the last year, we got off that too. Interesting conversation in phones here on Fantasy Sports Today. Not much to do with sports, but pop culture, no doubt. All right, coming up next is time for the Sports Grid 60. And also a reminder, coming up at 2 o'clock Eastern, we will have our Newswire show. So make sure you stay tuned to that. Dustin Gawker from Legal Sports Report will be with us. Also, George Kurtz talking some NHL hockey as the Stanley Cup playoffs heat up. So stay on the grid for that. And then Davis and I will be right back here on Monday previewing the rest of the conference finals.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
The NBA and also some Major League Baseball helping you set some DFS lineups as well. Stay with us on the grid. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Just a reminder, coming up later today, we got Newswire at 2 o'clock and also Scott Farrell at 3 o'clock. So make sure you are with us for the rest of the day in case you were leaving us for lunch. Let us leave you with a deep thought, and we'll get started with Davis Maddock in today's Sports Grid 60.
You know, I couldn't help but feel a little bit bad for baseball and basketball last night because, of all things, the NFL schedule release, knowing, you know, who's playing on primetime, who's got the most amount of Monday night games, who's playing on Sunday night. Like, I love football, right? I'm drafting these best ball teams. I'm in there. I'm ready. But even I was like, guys, do we really need to be this in-depth right now? Do we really need to be going, you know, that crazy for the schedule release? Like, do we really need to care this much? Like, can we watch Shohei Ohtani plate appearances? Can we watch a playoff game? Like, great. The Broncos and Chiefs are playing week 17. That's great. But it was a little bit much.
Yeah, I think I was focused a little bit on the Miami Heat Philadelphia 76ers game last night. Miami Heat, by the way, very exciting in South Florida. They're moving on to the finals. If the Florida Panthers win tonight, they will head to the semifinals as well. But going back to the Heat Sixers for a minute, you know, sort of a unhappy ending for Philadelphia, already an unhappy ending for Brooklyn. And Davis had touched on this, I think probably about a month ago, made a really good point. I want to double down. When was the last time you saw such a lose-lose trade of superstars in the NBA? Like, literally as bad as it possibly could get for both sides. It's not something you see very often in sports. But, and we're, by the way, we're only like a few months into this trade too. One team has to get the better of the other. I just have no clue who that's going to end up being. All right, that'll do it for our week of shows here on Fantasy Sports Today. Again, thank you to LTN, as always, for taking care of business on their side. Our graphics department with Danny and Ryan doing a great job there. And for my producer, Brett Levy, my co-host, David Maddock, I'm Craig Mish. I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.